Then wise Odysseus answered her and said, "Yes, woman, so says everyone who sees us two, that we are like each other, even as you shrewdly say." As he spoke thus, the old woman took the glittering basin which she used for washing feet and poured in much cold water, afterwards adding warm. Now Odysseus was sitting by the hearth, but soon turned toward the darkness, for suddenly into his mind there came the thought that in touching him she might detect the scar and thus the facts be known. So she drew near him and began to wash her master, and presently she found the scar which a boar inflicted long ago with his white tusk when to Parnassus came Odysseus to see Autolycus and his sons. Good Autolycus was the father of the mother of Odysseus, and was famous among men for thievery and oaths. Hermes, the god, had given him skill, because to him Autolycus had burned well-pleasing things of lambs and kids. So Hermes gladly served him. Now Autolycus, visiting the fertile land of Ithaca, found there his daughter's son, a child new-born. And after supper, Eurycleia laid the child upon his knees, and speaking thus, she said, "Autolycus, choose now a name to give your child's own child. He has been wished for long." Then answered her Autolycus and said, "My son-in-law and daughter, give him the name I say, since I come hither odious to many men and women on the bounteous earth. Therefore, Odysseus be his name. And I, when he is grown and visits the great palace of his mother's kin upon Parnassus, where my possessions lie, we'll give thereof to him and send him home rejoicing."
On this account, Odysseus came to get the glorious gifts. And Autolycus and his sons gave him a welcome with friendly hands and courteous words. And Amphithea, his mother's mother, took Odysseus in her arms and kissed his face and both his beauteous eyes. Then Autolycus bade his famous sons to lay the dinner ready, and they hearkened to his call. They quickly brought an ox, 5 years old, and flayed and dressed it, laid it asunder, sliced it with skill, stuck it on spits, and roasting it with care, served out the portions. Thus all throughout the day till setting sun they held their feast. There was no lack of appetite for the impartial feast. But when the sun had set and darkness came, they laid them down and took the gift of sleep.
This ends Disc 9.